Okay.
Do we need Svarim?
The last. No, you don't need Svarim. This is the last night before Sukkot. And he has an interesting section here, the Sefer, with Tshuvas from Shlomo Zalman. So I figured I'll go through them and tell them over to you. They're pretty common shilas. So the first one is about. You know, Uriel's bad for Dfanois. He says that every place you look, it's mashma not like the Chazon Ish, that even if it shakes a little in the wind, if it moves in the wind, it's not a machitza, and therefore it's a problem.
If it moves, a mashru.
Okay, you know, he doesn't say it. He says afilu kolshu. He's quoting from the Halicha Shlomo or from writings of Shlomo Zalman. Then he brings on the Chazon Ish. He says it's not much like that anyway. The Mishaburah certainly doesn't mention it. So that's a problem. Okay. Then he brings down the din that Shesi or Erev is no good even with Lovud if you only have three walls. Right? That's the Mogen Avram. So he was asked if the, how much does the fourth wall have to be? So he says probably a tefach is not enough. He doesn't say what is enough. I would say four. Four tefachim probably is enough.
If someone has
doesn't have to be
just
seven.
Shesi or Erev, and they use a bad that moves in the wind to cover the other parts, that doesn't look like a Shesi or Erev anymore. You have a bad in front of it.
No, but if it shakes, it's not a mechitza. Shesi or Erev is a din in mechitza. If the bad shakes and it's not a mechitza, so that wouldn't help.
Wouldn't help to
the
make
bad
it
makes it the Erev or the Shesi.
It's a bad. So
yes, yeah, so that doesn't help. Shesi Ve'erev is a din in the mechitza. If the bad's not a valid mechitza that shakes in the wind, it can't contribute towards Shesi Ve'erev. Frankly, I don't know. Like in the Mirpeset bars, and there's like one on top and one on the bottom. So I tell everybody to be machmir and run a string less than three tvachim apart. But I don't know if that's necessary. I really don't know. I haven't found. In the back of my head, I remember seeing that it's enough, like a bar on top and a bar on the bottom, or maybe just a bar in the middle. You don't need all that much to make it be called Shesi Ve'erev, but I'm not able to find the Befeirish, so I tell everybody just to make, you know, less than three tefach string. Okay. Okay, he has an interesting shaila. He says like this, if you look at your merpeset, where you have the bars, is usually like a it doesn't go down to the floor. It goes down to a cement step and then it goes down. So he was asked, let's say someone has a minimal shear. Can you count? So if you would look at the bars themselves, they're more than three tefachim off the ground. They're mechitza tluya. And then you have, then they end up, then there's a block of cement or whatever, concrete, but and that juts like into the sukkah. So l'chayra, that kosherizes the bars because that fills up the gap of the less than three tefachim. But the Shlomo Zalman was asked, but then what about it juts into the sukkah, and let's say you have a minimum sukkah, 7x7, and now it's not 7x7 anymore. If you count that step as wall, and the wall is now shaped like this. That's the shape of the wall. So is that mamayit from the 7x7?
But you couldn't sit on it?
That's his question. Are you allowed to sit on it? That's part of his question.
If you could sit on it, why should it be considered the wall? It could be considered a seat.
It's like Dofen Akuma in the sense of, if something is halachically considered wall, then it can't be included in the shetach of the sukkah. You have to choose. You can't play around with it halachically.
You can't split something and say this part of it is the wall and this part of it is not the wall?
He's very mesupik.
Okay.
He's very mesupik.
Where do you make the cheshbon of Sheval Shev? Is that on the ground?
On the ground. Where you're living.
Sure.
Yeah, on your where you're living.
No, I mean on the
on your floor, living.
Yeah.
In living quarters. He's Mesupik from his Zalman. At first he was sure it was puzzle. It was no good. In order to, you can't. But then Then he went back and forth with it. He ended up not being sure. He ended up being mesupik. So he says, but what you could do is you could put a thinner piece of wood. Now, I'm not sure where this piece of wood is. If it's underneath the concrete, let's put something else there to fill up the, that it shouldn't be a mechitza tluya. Make something else part of the wall. Like put a block of wood. I don't know where. Like I don't understand where you're putting this wood. Ulinyan hamodas daf me'achorei hamadrega. Maybe there's a space there. Is there a space? I guess he's talking about that there's a small space between the bottom of the sarigim and where this concrete step is. What? Because that's your wall that's filling up the mechitza tluya problem, and now the step is a place where you sit in the sukkah. So then it counts as part of your seven tvachim. It's part of the hishtamshus area of the sukkah. It's no longer a wall. You don't need it for the wall anymore. You put something else as wall to make the mechitza no longer a mechitza tluya. Okay. Okay, the next one is some interesting shayla. I'll skip one interesting shayla, but the other interesting shayla, I'll say, because it's interesting. So you have a sukkah with three walls. Yeah? You have a three-wall sukkah, and you have posel eschach going from here to here. Right? You have four tvachim of posel eschach. On the inside, no, this is posel eschach.
The middle section.
The middle section is posel eschach for tvachim. The inside is a kosher sukkah.
And the outside.
The outside is not. The outside only has two defilas. What will be machshir the inside, the outside, is if you call this whole thing dofen akuma.
Then you can't
sit on the inside. Because it's less than four. But the person sitting on the inside has a kosher sukkah. He doesn't have to call it a dofen akuma. His question is, because the person sitting inside be motzi the person sitting outside in a leishev sukkah. That's his shayla. Now, the person could sit inside. You can't passel the person sitting inside. What is, he's not a dofen akuma to him. He has a kosher sukkah. He has three walls and kosher schach. Then there's an area of posel schach for tvachim. Then there's a guy that wants to use the outside, but the only way he's going to have that third wall is if he calls the whole thing dofen akuma. So the question is, if the person sitting on the inside could be motzi with a leishev basukkah. In other words, from the perspective of the outside person, he's sitting under a dofen akuma. He's not in a sukkah.
I don't see why he shouldn't be able to be motzi.
Because
there's different perspectives.
He says you could. Rav Eliashiv says you can't. Rav Eliashiv says maybe not, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds he could.
So you mean if the outside sukkah is kosher, if the inside sukkah is kosher, so by definition the outside one is not?
No. Right. For that person, there can be different perspectives. The dofen akuma will. The dofen akuma perspective, you can't be a dofen and also schach, right? Even if you lu yitzuyer, here's a case where you're using kosher schach also as dofen akuma in order to be machshir the outside sukkah, because the guy on the outside has two walls. This could be common, this could be, because people here, like, nobody wants to build a sukkah here. Everybody wants to use whatever they have. So the guy on the outside has two walls, and the only way he's going to have that third wall is with dofen akuma, because he's too far from the... Okay. Oh, here's a shayla someone asked me. Look, he wants to know if it's Seamus, you write like psukim. You have a sign. Baruch atah b'vo'echa, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. Guess what? That's a pasuk. So is that Seamus? What do you do with after sukkahs?
People have it on the walls of the sukkah.
He's asking if you can throw it out after sukkahs.
Oh, I'm saying, in addition to that, they're sometimes built onto the walls. If you have a canvas wall, they have psukim.
Okay.
And then they take it and roll it up and...
That's not... And why?
Is that the way you're supposed to treat a psukim?
That's no problem. Well, you're not treating it with a zayin. His problem is he's going in the garbage. So Aya Sonnenberg asked me, he made an advertising campaign. He wrote Ben Shloshim Lekolach, which is a Mishnah. So now he went to the... Then he chaffed. So I said, it's okay, because you know, you're writing it, it's a melitza. He says the same thing from Rav Shlomo Zalman, but I'll tell you one difference. He says, if you're writing it as a melitza, you don't mean to write the pasuk. You're using the lashon pasuk. It's called a melitza. You're writing a melitza. So then it's not shameless. But if you mean to write the pasuk, you want to quote the pasuk. So I told Aryeh, they have quotation marks around Ben Shloshim Lekolach. He says, he does. I said, no, that's not so good. If you have quotation marks, it means you're quoting the Mishnah. If you wouldn't write quotation marks, so you're saying a melitza, Ben Shloshim Lekolach. If you write quotation marks, but then I don't know if it's Divrei Torah, Ben Shloshim Lekolach. Even if it's in Pirkei Avos, I don't know if that particular mission, like, I don't know if that's Divrei Torah. You have to say Birchas Torah before you say Ben Shloshim Lekolach.
In general, Torah Shabbal Pet, that's printed.
No.
In general, Mishnayos, Gemaras,
it's Torah. Of course, you have to say Birchas Torah, and it has, yeah, it needs Geniza.
And this still
I don't know if Ben Shloshim Lekolach is Torah. It's Kedusha, I don't know. Yeah, but that doesn't automatically, it's not teaching you anything. It's not teaching you halacha. It's not teaching you anything. The Mishnah is telling you life's stages. Let's say you write, Ben Meya Kilu Meis, Vavar Batal Min Oilam. I'm not aware of any halachic. Okay, anyway, so that's what he said. It mamish depends on the writer. He's Mekel. He says, probably they meant it as a melitza. They don't mean it as the pasuk. Okay. Then people are always confused about this. It's really pasuk, but he has it here. I know people are always confused about it. Can you touch noy sukkah on chalamoy. There's no muktzah on chalamoy. In terms of the issa tiltol, there's no muktzah on chalamoy. The inyan muktzah on noy sukkah, even on chalamoy, is to benefit from the noy sukkah in a mundane way, not as noy sukkah. You know, some people have shivas haminim hanging, so you want to take it down and eat it, so you can't do it, even on chalamoy. But there's no issa tiltol on chalamoy. It's not muktzah in that sense. It is muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif, because since it's muktzah from benefiting from, so it automatically becomes muktzah machlas gufo. But that's only Shabbos and Yontif. Chalamoy, there's no muktzah. No muktzah to tiltol. Then if Shlomo Zalman, okay, next, going into the schach. He's a very big chiddush, tremendous chiddush. There's a din you can't use kelim for schach. And there's a din you can't use even when they're nishbar, and they're no longer mekabel tumah, because it's not a kli anymore, so the din is you still can't use it. He says, if you totally change the shape, that you cannot tell anymore that it's a shever kli, then you can use it.
His whole thing was a gzeira.
Yeah, okay, so, but... Moridik a chiddush.
Ain't
a nikar klal shabo'u mikli. It's not nikar. It's not nikar that it was formerly a kli. He said you could be mesakech with it lechatchila. Lechatchila.
Could be in the gzeira when they spelled out what the purpose of the gzeira was.
Then he brings down, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says Nagu Shloim L'Sakech B'Nasarim Klal with planks of wood. Even if they're not four tfachim of the halachas psul, gezeiros tikra, but Nagu Shloim L'Sakech says Shulchan Aruch, so that you shouldn't end up doing it in a way that it can't rain in, because that's likely to happen if you misaveh with this. Okay, and then there's a hakpada also that if the minig in that azor is to taka build with those things, it's possible the gzera, some rishonim hold that some achrenim suggest that the gzera stikra for tfachim extends to any slats that would normally be used in building. So that's why I tell people when they have the pergolas, I tell them better to take off half of them or a bit over half and put in schach kosher. Not, it's posel schach. The pergola's wood is posel schach. There's no question. It's there a whole year, and it's there by even kviyos. It's screwed in. Whatever happened. Some of them are screwed in. So it's posel schach. Many hold madeiraisa. It's posel schach. So I tell. So really, but ikar adin, you could probably lift it up and put it down. But then you end up with these problems with gzeiras tikra, and maybe and with the minig. So I tell people to replace it with kosher schach. He says the minig in Yerushalayim is yes to use it, but then he says maybe to be makbid it's not a tefach. They should be they're makbid in Yerushalayim, but it's not a tefach. That's the minig in Yerushalayim. It's to that? Use slats of wood, but to be makbid it shouldn't even be a tefach wide. A tefach is. Rav Chaim's nose tefach is 8 centimeters. 8 centimeters.
Was 8 centimeters?
Yeah. One tefach. Rav Chaim no.
Not bad.
Chazanish's tefach is over nine and a half centimeters. What? Sorry?
Which number do you go by? He's
well, here you'd have to go to Chumrah, right? Normally we think of the Chazon Ish as a Chumrah. But when you're talking about something that passels, so obviously Rav Chaim no, the minimum shear would be the Chumrah. Because the less would be the Chumrah. Okay. Okay.
It's a Chumrah to begin with, though. That you're machmer for a tefach. What's the
so what? If you want to figure out the shear, so you're machmer, so you go to Chaim no. If you're stuck in a tashas adchak, so you. But if you never go with the Chazon Ish when he's the chumra, then you're. It's called a person called a rasha. If you pick your kulas when it's a stira, there's a rasha. Someone asked him if you could paint your schach. You can't tell it's min hakosher l'schach. He says. Okay. Oh, then that svara that I had in my head is from Shlomo Zalman. I must have seen this in a previous year and it stuck in my head. There's no maimid, it's not maimid when it's the wall. One, something's kavua bebinyan, something that's the wall, like the mirpeset, that's what I have in my house. Mirpeset. So you can lay the schach down on a metal frame in something that's part of the wall of the house. If it's mechubar, if it's kavua, and it's mechubar, so there's no gzeira, so that's not maimed. There's no gzeira's maimed there. That's like a stone wall. It's not maimed. So you could do that. He negates putting the piece of wood. He says, it's a joke. The maimed is still the metal. There's no inyan chatzitza. He says people put a piece of wood like to be chayyim. He says no. The maimed is all that, but he does say if you put it the other way. I'm not sure I know 100% what this means. If you put it in the other direction, in other words, if you have a metal frame in a way that would be gzeiros maimed, you have a freestanding metal frame, and you put the schach on it. So if you put wooden boards in the opposite direction of the frame on which the schach is sitting. In other words, the schach is sitting on the metal that's going this way, and you put boards going the other way, then your schach is resting on those boards. Then that's poshut. I guess he means you have metal going this way. Yes, he says, put the boards that way. Then even, what? Where's your schach? You know, that, so, what? So, what does he mean? He says, if you just put it on the metal, that's nothing. But if you put it, here, look.
That's nothing. Yeah. If your metal falls like this, and you put the wood on top of it, and then you put your schach like that, doesn't help. But if you have it like this, and then you put your board like this, and put the schach so it's like
that's
this.
Posh, it's not,
why is that posh?
Because it's not sitting on the metal. Then it's maimed the maimed. It's not the mind. It's not a chiddush. Maybe that's all he means.
So why don't they do it the other way? They put a board right above.
Because it's still the mind. Is still the metal.
Going the other way also, ultimately.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out what he means. Relax. That's what I'm trying to see what he means here. Look. Elam ken hiniach hakonim l'tzad acher, kevein hiniach orchon l'roichef hashpudim. Hiniach orchon. Here, look. Here's the metal. Here's the metal. And here... Shemniach oirch al schach al roich here. In makonim hoyim unochem al schach. In makonim unochem al schach kosher hamunuch al mezgeres hamatches sheinu mechuberes einu monea din maimid. Right, here's your matches. Here's your metal frame, and the guy put a piece of right wood on it, and he's now resting the schach on this wood. So that's nothing. He didn't do anything. But if he did this, shemniach oirch al schach. Al roichav hashpudin. That he took. He went this way. But he put wooden poles this way. This is metal.
But he put. This is wood. This is wood, and this is wood.
Yeah. So then the schach's resting on the wood. What was the?
But it's
not a chiddush.
This is the metal. So this is washing out on that. Why? Why is this not schach? Why is this piece of wood not schach?
Maybe it is.
So then it's resting on the metal.
This piece of wood is sitting on the metal?
This piece of wood here. This piece of wood here. This piece of wood could be schach. It's kosher for schach. So it's resting on the metal. So why is that kosher?
Like something like maimed the maimed?
Why? It's schach. Why should it not be schach?
He's talking about these pieces of wood, live is okay to do. That's mamish maimed. Why isn't that maimed? They're resting on metal. No, he's not. He's talking about the other schach is resting on the wood that's resting on it. Maybe that's all he means. I don't know. He says it as a chid. Nira de heker kazem mahani. Wait, this is a metal frame. Okay, he doesn't hold maimed. The maimed is a problem at all. You can't make the schach before you make the defanois. That's a din. He says, let's say you have the defanois. Let's say you have a three-walled sukkah, and you start putting the schach on the open end. So you're not putting the schach on three defanois. You're putting the schach on two defanois. You're a distance away from. Is that a problem? So he says it's not a problem. The chayyur is like putting the schach before the defanois, because when you're putting the schach, there's only two defanois.
Yeah, but you have.
Okay, he says it's not a problem because it's derech hasi or the shem oihol. The whole point is that you should do a derech oihol. So this is a problem. I have this problem very much. He says it's very common in Eretz Yisrael, he writes, you have clotheslines on top of the schach. Someone has a clothesline,
right,
which is pasul schach, and there's a sheet that you say lovud l'chumra. So if you go with that chumra, the Mogen Avraham, that this lovud l'hachmir, so all of a sudden that he's now created that you have more pasul schach. You can end up with more possible.
Because his clotheslines are like this?
His clotheslines are within three tefachim of each other. When Avram says, you say, love with lahachmir. Right? The Bikurei Yaakov writes, based on the Mogen Avram, that if you make a sukkah in a house, tachas agag, that they took off the roof, but like the slats are left, and they're within three tefachim of each other. The problem, he says, what about a clothesline? If you have a clothesline on top of your sukkah. So he wants the tainer from his almin that it's okay because, he says, a clothesline, you wouldn't say lovud lahachmir in a case where you don't want it closed up. Like you want the space. You use the space in a clothesline. You use the space between the ropes, right? You have to hang your laundry there. She says, so then the Magen Avraham wouldn't say, you say, Lovud L'Hachmir, when you don't want the space filled up.
The owner upstairs doesn't want
whoever, it. Yeah, the Derech Hishtamshus of a clothesline is that you want it to be space. You don't want it to be closed. She says, Al Pizeh, this is a problem. And many, 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 many people have that. Srigim.
Yeah.
If you say, Lovud L'Hachmir, and here... You do want, you would want the space closed up. You have no reason not to want it. That's just the way they make Sirigim, is that it's space. But you would want it closed up. Your windows would be even safer, I guess, if it would be closed up. No, why not? He says he was machmir by Sirigim. So I do this. He says you should stuff kosher schach between the Sirigim. So that breaks up the lovehood. So I did that. I have four neighbors on top of me in my kitchen sukkah, the one I end up sleeping in, and the one I many times end up sitting in most of the day. I have a merpeset off my kitchen. So I say, oh, Eretz Yisrael is gewaldig, you know. But you look up, everybody has these, they built out these sirigim, and they have flower pots there, and they have all kinds of junk sitting in the window. So every sukkah I gotta go like to all the neighbors and say, you know, I do it before I put down the schach. So that's what we do. We started doing it only last year, that we stuff up the srigim on top, and there's four sets of srigim neighbors, so we stuff it up with kosher schach.
If someone has clotheslines and they put their clothes up there, kolamoid
clotheslines, he's also, but usually it's chamsim ruba mitzilsa. It's only a problem in the Magen Avraham's chumra that you say lovud l'hachmer. Otherwise, it's almost always chamsim ruba mitzilsa.
Clothes are hanging vertically, not affecting.
Can you sit in the sukkah with an umbrella? If you hold it in your hands.
Well,
it's 10 tefachim high. He says yes.
You can.
Yeah, and it's not an oil chaitzitz.
It's not a couple. It's not.
Yeah. And if you have a bunk bed, hey, one more din we'll learn. If you have a bunk bed, if there's no cholol between them of 10 tefachim, then the bottom guy could sleep there too.
That's close together.
Right, it's not an ohel. The bottom guy is not in the ohel of the top bed. Then he says, L'chayim, maybe if there's a person there, it would be worse. A person automatically has a din of an oil. So what, if there's a person in the top bed, so he's an oil. But he says not. He says, it's an Aruch L'Ner that says an oil, Adam is an oil b'fnei atzmo. But he says, you don't have to be chayshish for that. Aruch L'Ner. Okay, we'll stop there. Stop here with tonight's rip, please, believe it or not.
What?